Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross, and this episode is all about mentorship. Is mentorship important when it comes to money and wealth? Great question. I've been contemplating this one a lot lately because, excitingly, we're writing a second book, and this particular topic has become important. I think it's not spoken about. Maybe it's not even known about, actually. So until I started writing, I wasn't aware of how much mentorship I've received and how important it really was and how important it is for you as well to have mentorship. So mentorship is really it's an ultimate wealth hack because it accelerates your success. And how does it do that? Well, it's important that to understand that when it comes to being successful, we as humans learn kinesthetically. Our brains learn best on the job. They learn by doing, and that's how they're designed. So if you think about the best way to learn, it's by being in the environment, by being immersed, by being around success, or whatever habit is you're trying to create, you want to be around that as much as possible. So what mentorship does is it creates the environment for you to be around. And that way you learn fast from that particular person because you become the five people you hang around the most. You become the average of the five people you hang around the most. So environment is really important because when you're in the right environment, it dictates your thoughts. Your thoughts dictate your feelings dictate your actions. And of course, your actions are what dictates your results. So if you want to have better results, get around and change your environment. The best way to do that is to be around a mentor. So very, very important. For those who want to really accelerate their success, it is important. So Tony Robbins, his success has all been about modeling success. He modeled Richard Bandler and those guys. He took their NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, off them and renamed it and started teaching it. So he accelerated his success by modeling other people. And you can do the same thing. And I've done the same thing. And I think that it's one of those unknown success secrets that the best way to succeed is model someone who's already doing it. And what better way to do that than to emulate someone who you want to be like, right? So the idea is to learn from someone who you would trade places with. Never ever get a mentor that you don't want to be like or who hasn't walked the path and can't teach you based on their experience. So what are the benefits of having a mentor? Well, the benefits are, first and foremost, you get to learn from their mistakes, you get to learn from their experiences, and you get to accelerate your results. And you also get accountability. So they can hold you accountable to things too, which is really, really important. See, I don't think information is what people are after now. I mean, we have unlimited information on Google and YouTube and those places, right? And so now what people are really looking for is accountability, looking for a bespoke experience with a mentor to help them with specific problems that they can't get off the internet, okay? And that's where it can be effective. So what's my journey been like with mentorship? Well, I was thinking about this during the week. And my original mentor was my dad, really. Well, both my parents, of course. But in terms of business and wealth and money, largely my dad. My mum taught me lots as well. I was able to model parts of what she does with money, which has been extremely effective for me as well. But in terms of business and making money and so on and talking about that stuff and being successful, it's been my dad, largely. I think what I did unintentionally was I loved hanging around with my dad. Both my parents, I love hanging around. But my dad, I always went out of my way to hang out with him. Super successful in business and so on in life. And being around him, I was able to kind of, did it unintentionally, but I picked up things. I learned how he spoke to people, how he engaged and networked, how he did deals, how he sold. I learned selling from my dad. And marketing and all these things that he was great at and still is great at. And that accelerated. I didn't know it at the time. And so I had a choice whether I could hang out with him or not, and I chose to because I wanted to be super successful like him. So that was a huge advantage for me. I look back now and think of how he impacted me. So he would, you know, he poured belief into me. He painted vision for me. He led by example. I was able to model him. And so if you're a parent and you're wanting your kids to be successful, but you aren't, I think that you're limiting them. So your limitations will limit them, frankly. And so people often think that kids do what you tell them, but they do what you do, right? So if you want to break the chain of cause, that, you know, you want to break the legacy in your family, this broke mentality every single generation, be the one that does it because they'll model that, okay? So my dad was the OG mentor. Now, what else has happened to me is I'll give you three short stories of mentorship and how it's helped me. And that will help you hopefully understand how important it is when it comes to money and mentorship, right? So the first one I can think of is I have this great mentor, David T.S. Wood. Now, he was T. Harv Eker's top trainer at Peak Potentials, the largest personal development business or company in the world. And he was the number one trainer. And they would train 6,000 people at an event, right? And I've been able to go to lots of his events. And he's now become a personal friend. But I learned lots just being around David. He is just being around him makes you be a better person because he just lives life full of zest, great with people, and learned lots there. But the story I want to tell you is when I was in Manchester a couple of years ago, I was at one of his events, and sometimes I speak at some of his events, and we're just downstairs at the lobby, and I got to that point in my business journey where I was like, you know, I'm feeling comfortable, and that's not a good place to be. You always want to be leveling up and being uncomfortable. So I'm always striving to get myself uncomfortable wherever I can. Now, David Wood is like he's a pro at being uncomfortable, right? He's all about that too. So I said to him, Dave, what's something I can challenge myself? I'm ready to grow again. What would you challenge me to do? And now that's a really brave question to ask someone like David Wood because you don't know what's going to come back to you. So I was ready and prepared. I was like, this is going to suck. This is going to be uncomfortable. Wonder what he's going to challenge me with. So he said, well, look, why don't you do this? Why don't you go and talk to, or not pitch your business, but talk about your business to 100 people in a day face-to-face, right? So go and approach and ask people to, you know, about your product and your business face-to-face in one day. And, you know, since social media and the world of online's come about, we don't often do that. But I was like, wow, what a challenge. So I grabbed my wife, Alicia, and she's an introvert, so she killed me when I told her we're going to do this. Dragged her out into the streets of Gold Coast, and we actually went out and we spoke to 300 people face-to-face, and we got 100 yeses to learn more about our business, right? So potential customers. Now, how we did that was quite, you know, we had to create things. Anyway, it's a long story, but I recorded it on YouTube. Now, that's one of the moments where mentorship helped me go to another level. So being held accountable and being challenged, right? And so that's one example. Another example of mentorship is I've got a great friend, Gavin Topp. He's an ex-professional boxer. I think I've spoken about him on here in the show before, and I've been threatening to bring on guests to this show for like forever, but I will bring him on. And he's a great mate. And about a year and a bit ago, 13 months ago, he challenged me to write my first book. That's how Money Grows on Trees came about. That's how this podcast came about, actually, because if I didn't write the book, I wouldn't have done the podcast. And so he challenged me to write this book. Now, I've been thinking about writing a book, but he really said, you need to write a book. So he poured belief into me. He said, man, what are you doing? Come on. And then he also held me accountable. He said, you'll do it, and he's going to do it in 4 weeks. And he held me publicly accountable in front of other friends. He said, you're going to do it in 4 weeks. So he actually forced me, in a good way, to level up and do that. And that's created an incredible new business enterprise and a massive impact for lots of people. And that one conversation has just been transformational, right? Now, so to put a price on mentorship, that's largely priceless because it's hard to put a price on that, right? Now, that's friendship. So some of your friends can be mentors to you as well. He's 10 years older than me, so, and he's been through a lot. So I'd be crazy not to listen to his ideas and his experience, right? So you can draw on mentors from wherever, but being around the right environment or being around good people is how you do it. Not everyone's like him. He has got good intentions with the likes of myself, and I do back to him. So I hope we challenge each other, and iron sharpens iron. So your mentor should sharpen you and should sharpen your axe against their, you know, I respect him. All my mentors I respect tremendously. So you don't want to let them down, and you want to rise to the challenge they place before you. So that's one example of how mentorships really helped me. Another example. And the final one is, recently I went through this experience where in the investing world, I wanted to level up, and I knew that I can play a bigger game when it comes to investing. I can deploy more amounts of capital, and I can play bigger and think bigger when it comes to numbers. And I'm thinking in the millions, and I should be thinking in the 10 millions. And part of me lately has been thinking in the 100 millions. And so just expanding my mindset. Anyway, I came across this mentor who mentors me in investing in stocks, value investing mentor. Met him through Instagram and pay him a little bit, you know, and to level up. Anyway, just in that experience in the last few weeks, it's allowed me to level up. And normally I wouldn't swing so big with investments. But watching him, he's worth $10 million at the age of 26. So not all your mentors are going to be older than you. Some are going to be younger. And you can't let your ego get in the way. So that particular mentor has really helped me to level up my game there, because I'm thinking, far, I'm playing too small in my investing too, right? So yeah, you grow your mindset, you expand, you grow, you get more courage, and you utilize their experience to level yourself up. And that's helped me massively. I think that particular mentorship experience could possibly be worth $5 million to me and my, you know, to us, truly. So I think, you know, the likes of David, you know, my dad, of course, David, tremendous mentor in our business. Gavin, tremendous mentor, and he's a great friend, but a whole new business enterprise from that experience. And then investing, like millions of dollars to be able to come from that mentorship experience with my investing mentor. So there's just some of the examples I've encountered where I've, you know, invested in the mentorship, and the value I've got back has been absolutely tremendous for me. Like, and I think about all the things I've done in the past. Like, I've done courses to get around, but I've paid, you know, to do Grant Cardone things. I've paid money for proximity. So you pay for proximity. You pay to get in front of people that are better than you. You pay or get, you know, you invest in yourself by investing in someone else to teach you. It's the fastest way to succeed. So I think now that mentorship is probably the best thing you can invest in. I've even got a friend of mine, he's a business coach. Actually, he was our coach for a little bit too. Invested thousands of dollars in that experience. And it taught us a lot. And he said, you know, he had this client of his once, he said he had this choice to either do a university degree for 50 grand or pay for a business coach 50,000. Ended up starting a business, paid the business coach. And he was way more successful. People are forking out 60,000 for a university degree when they could fork out 60,000 for a mentor for a certain number of time or years or whatever it is, and they'll get way more. So you can learn so fast directly from others who have walked the path with you, because they can give you like very tangible, good quality, real experience. And if you don't have a mentor, you want to be around someone, it's that one of the greatest things to pay for and get in and do. So invest in mentorship. 100%. I mean, I think about, you know, some of the people that have worked with me, just the things they've learned from me has probably saved them thousands, not even made, like they've made money too, but thousands. You know, I had one lady, one of my first readers of my book, actually, she saved 8,000 in her first year just by investing in herself, you know? So it's very difficult to put a value on it, but it's just that valuable, I suppose. So it's what's been popping up lately, and I thought it might be worthwhile doing an episode on this, because if you want to accelerate your success, get the mentorship, go for it. Just, you know, invest in yourself. It's one of the best things to do for sure, I think. Better than a course. You know, it's primo. It's number one, I reckon. So I hope you consider that yourself. And if you want to level up, go for it. I do it. You'll find a lot of successful people do it. I mean, the likes of Jim Rohn and Tony Robbins and all, they all have mentors. You know, they all do. There's always a coach for the coach. Always, right? Success leaves clues, and one of the greatest clues is grab someone that can hold you accountable, pour belief into you, give you ideas, you know, be a mastermind for you, a sounding board, introduce you to people, have a whole new network, be around them viscerally, and be learn from directly, you know. There's so much power in that. I if it's the right mentor, I don't know anyone that's invested in that and not had tremendous amounts of success in some shape or another. We've even invested in other mentors for our business, and just by doing that, the relationship itself has created thousands and thousands of dollars worth of, you know, business results. just from the connection. So look, that's it for this episode. I think it's so important. So seek a mentor, invest in a mentor, hold yourself accountable to it. What you put in is what you get out. So make sure if you do go into mentorship, put as much in as you can, extract as much value as you can, and I reckon it'll set you up for the rest of your life. So hey, there's no excuses not to have a millionaire mentor. Just get around one, get amongst it, and it'll level you right up very quickly, right? So you can outgrow them and go to the next one. There's always another level, okay? So thanks for tuning into this episode, and I'll see you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees. And also, thank you so much for listening in. Thanks for the subscribes. If you do leave us a review, 5-star review, I will give you a shout out on my Instagram. And thanks again for listening, and I'll see you or talk to you on the next episode.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.